obviously knowing how important today's game is, what do you attribute that start to for your team?
A combination of the way we manage the puck and their skills. Their four lines can, even right now, I don't know which one is their first line or their fourth line. They have real good lineup up front, and we didn't manage the puck properly. They put a lot of pressure on our D, and their forecheck was really good in the first period, and we had to keep it a little bit more simple. We were looking for the next play, and that created some frustration and took us a little bit of time to get out of that. And then second period was early in the second period. It started to get better. And then I'd say with 7-8 minutes left in the second period, we started to play the way we were supposed to play. The first period cost us the game.
Pascal, there's no doubt you guys are one of the youngest teams in the AHL. Did you attribute any of this maybe to just youth and inexperience, that obviously had the big emotional comeback the other night, that there was a bit of a letdown, at least off the start?
I don't know if it was a letdown physically. It was the execution was off in the first period. We didn't connect, and we didn't even the passes on the tape. We couldn't receive those passes. It was just the puck was bouncing all over the place. I don't know. I can't relate that to the age of our team.
A letdown mentally or emotionally, perhaps?
Well, we you know, the last game was highly emotional. Now we need to refocus and to be ready for the next game after such an emotional game like the last one. But I think we were just facing a very good team, and their four lines were playing extremely well. A combination of us not being sharp offensively and their team playing extremely well, especially on the forecheck.
What was your thinking? Putting Christian in where you did on a top line. What was your thinking there? And how do you think he played it for his first?
I didn't mind him at all. I think he kept it simple. I saw him the first period, a good forecheck, taking the men, second man quick. As far as systems, he was fine. And as the game went on, I thought he got better.
And throwing him up there right away? Just
why not? Why not? He's a good player. He's excited to be here. Why not?
Obviously, Pascal getting another crack at these guys. One of the beauties of the AHL schedule, playing the two-game series, I guess, is that you can have another shot at them. So, I guess, what's the message going into Tuesday now?
Well, we're going to watch the game, study the game and what happened, trying to get better answers for the players and see how we can execute better. Or maybe it's just having a closer support. Maybe sometimes it's just a little bit more talking, reading what they're doing. But the message will be we need to finish the game the way we need to start the game the way we finished it. When we're moving the puck quick and we're managing the puck properly in on the breakouts and the neutral zone, we're a pretty effective team. We weren't just doing it right the first 10 minutes, first period.
Tucker Pullman, who we saw he came out a little late after the first intermission and then seemed to disappear there. Was he battling something?
Yeah, no, it's lower body. Happened in the first period. I don't know yet what's going to happen there.
But it's not an illness?
No.
Okay.
Out for a little bit then?
I don't know. No clue. Right now, I don't know.
That's tough, though. I mean, you raved about his play the other night, and he's obviously such a big part of what's going on right now. So.
Yeah, it happened in the first period. He tried to play with what happened, and he couldn't push. So it's lower body.
Back to Christian briefly. How do you sense teammates accepted his return?
Really good, really good. You know what? He's a young man that made a decision, and for him to be back, the guys were excited. Actually, he's a good young man. His attitude was right. He's excited to be back. The guys were excited. We're in the push to make the playoffs. They know he's a good player, so no, it was really good, positive.
Coach Mike mentioned the youth of the team. Looked like to me after the first intermission that Cam Schilling went out and apologized to Eric Comrie. Those sorts of players can be a big value as you work your way, at least those sorts of moments as you work your way to the playoffs.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, the goal against Cam is touching the puck, or I think he is. That's probably why he apologized. But, you know, it's not a lack of effort. It's just he's there and he's trying to take that pass away and it hits his stick. But that's the kind of team we have. The guys are supporting each other and they don't want to let anybody down. So that's what we have. We see that all the time.
Did it cross your mind after a second straight day to pull Eric after one?
No, the last game was not Eric's fault whatsoever. We wanted to change the momentum of the game. And today, no, it didn't cross my mind.
Didn't want to. I mean, obviously you wanted to change the momentum again, but you wanted him to wear this
time. Well, yes. Yeah. Can't use the same recipe every game.